It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
David Spade was on Jimmy Fallon last night and told a super funny story about a time he was trying to be generous and repay Adam Sandler for all the meals he's paid for him over the years.
Adam, he always buys me dinner, you know? He's just a nice guy and his wallet's about 10 feet tall. Or I was out at dinner at some fancy restaurant and then they go, Mr. Sandler's here. He's got this whole back room with 15 people and they're having some big birthday party or something. And then when I leave, I go, hey, put this on, you know, my Discover card or whatever. And the guy goes, sir, his whole thing? I go, oh, yeah, I'm on TV sometime. Man, what are you worried about? So the next day, Identity Guard calls me and says, someone stole your card. I go, they did? There was some $9,000 dinner last night. I go, oh my God. I go, that was me. They're like, it couldn't have been. You're not that generous. They knew. They could tell.
Dang, $9,000.
Yeah, that's so funny. He also has some opinions about this super popular new app, Face App, that makes you look old.
Oh, do you know the Face App filter?
Oh, do I? Yeah. I want one that when I'm taller. An app.
That's nice.
Yeah, where's that invention? But overall, I just think that sometimes people don't look like they do on Instagram, and so it's not a great idea. You meet girls on Instagram, and you're like, is the girl from Instagram coming? Are you her roommate? Because sometimes they don't look exactly the same. You know, it's bad for the world. That's all.
Okay. That is a very good point.
Yeah, sometimes that Facetune is just too much. Detroit Pistons Blake Griffin and singer and model Madison Beer hooked up during a weekend on Long Island. A source said Madison went to the house in the Hamptons where Blake was staying this weekend to hang out with him. Madison and Blake were also both at the Surf Lodge in Montauk together and hooked up. This comes 1 month after they were spotted having dinner together in Hollywood. Nicole Kidman was asked about her husband Keith Urban's music and the line where he says she's a maniac in bed in his song Gemini, which is about her.
Did you say to him, what you say about me, darling?
I don't censor his art.
Don't you?
I don't censor his art. If I can be amused for it.
All right, not that I know anything about anything, but I don't picture Nicole Kidman to be a maniac in bed.
Really?
You think she'd be crazy?
Do. Absolutely.
No way.
Yes. She did admit she can get embarrassed at times of his music about her, but it's better than him writing that she needs to make more of an effort or something along those lines. The man who attacked A$AP Rocky's crew will not be prosecuted for any crime, despite the fact that he encouraged the violence and persisted in harassing Rocky before he finally snapped. Swedish prosecutors believe that the guy who harassed Rocky attacked his bodyguard in self-defense after being pushed and lifted by his neck by Rocky's bodyguard. So the bizarre thing is that Rocky's bodyguard has already been cleared by Swedish authorities. He's not even being held, even though they say that he's the one who initially attacked the guy, the Sweden man. The man was never taken into custody during the investigation, despite the fact that Rocky was arrested a day after the incident and remains in jail 2.5 weeks later, and no charges have been filed. The Swedish justice system is apparently an immovable force because the prime minister has essentially told President Trump and the State Department to butt out of their attempts to free Rocky. Formal charges are expected Thursday. So Tom Brady is under fire for a video he posted of him cliff jumping into the water with his 6-year-old daughter while he was on vacation in Costa Rica. He is holding hands with his 6-year-old daughter while counting down, and he jumps before her. And so many are saying that it looks like he pulled her down with him into the water. It's super controversial. I don't even know why we're talking about it. I don't think that this is controversial at all. By the way, they both landed safely. She landed safely. She is fine. She is not hurt. I don't know why people are so upset about it.
It looked really on the video. I agree. It's not that big of a deal. I think every parent's done something similar with kids. It just live. I think it looked so bad. Like, it looked like he almost ripped her shoulder out of her socket just because she didn't jump. Like, it should have been separate hands. But I don't think Tom Brady did anything bad.
Yeah, I think even, like, looking like it ripped her arm out of socket, I feel like that's even still a little dramatic.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I've seen the video.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you watch the video, you can see he jumps and she like slammed into the water. So I don't think it's that dramatic.
Slammed too is a little dramatic, I think too.
You need to see the video on the garbage.
Yeah, you can make your own decision. You've heard Joe's opinion. Thinks it looks like her shoulder got ripped out and that she slammed into the water, but he doesn't think it's that controversial either. I think that's dramatic. But that is the garbage.